Hey, everyone, welcome to another episode of the Jones and Four Show Season 2. We are all here to impact you, to give you some love, some life, and help you live your life to the max. And today, our guest is going to help you do just that. I have gotten to know him recently when I joined an awesome group of leaders, and we reached out, we had a virtual coffee, and we connected instantly. You are going to feel his zest, his energy for life the moment he starts talking. And I just can't wait to dive into his knowledge and share some of that with you so that he can help you live your life to the max. So without further ado, please give me a warm welcome. Please help me welcome. That's probably a better way to say it. Please help me give a warm welcome to Nick Kobzar. Thank you so much for being here, Nick.
Yeah, great to be here. I'm excited to be here with you right here, right now.
Dude, I'm so pumped to have you here. So we got to know each other a little bit in our virtual coffee, that you're a Grant Cardone licensee, that you do coaching for him and his team. You help people 10X. We got talking about that, but I know that. But not everyone does, except for a little bit I already shared. So why don't you share about Nick? Who are you? What do you do? And what makes you tick?
Yeah, definitely. So that's a great question. So I'm part of the 10X community. So a few years ago, I joined a program called the Grant Cardone Licensee Program. Anybody can join. And basically, you help spread the knowledge that Grant has created over the past 30, 35 years with his company. I've used it in my own personal and professional life to tremendous success. And basically, I've always helped people, but I wanted a platform that I could use what I know, and it was the perfect fit for me.
I love it. Love it, right? What I've noticed, the more and more leaders I've talked to, the more and more people who are changing their lives, all right? And you're talking to the experts, right? I'm blessed enough I get to talk to the experts. They were their own first client, right? They started to work on themselves first a lot of the time. And so it sounds like that's what happened with you with Grant stuff, is you started to listen to it and do the work for yourself, and then went to turn around to impact other people. Is that correct?
100%. I mean, I was 19, 20 years old. I walked into a car dealership. I applied for the ad because I needed a car. It said free car, free training. And they said, you can make big money. And you can make six figures. I'm like, okay, awesome, free training. And I'm like, so what's my training? And they handed me a stack of CDs and cassettes. It was Grant Cardone. And they're like, yeah, go in the back room and listen to this for a week. And I was very skeptical. I'm like, yeah, this is my training. Listen to this guy's stack of cassettes. But it worked. So I listened to it. And I went from, a minimum wage job to being able to create and produce a life for myself that I always had dreamed of. So I did the work, but I used the content. I applied it. I applied the information. I applied the knowledge. And then I continued to consistently read his material. I continued to not just read the book once, read the same book 10 times until I mastered it. And I was able to create the life for myself as an adult that I always wished that I had as a child. And I did that through sales. So I'm a huge advocate that, the life you want can be created through sales. And sales is something a lot of people don't want to talk about, or they think it's sleazy, or they don't want to acknowledge, but it doesn't have to be. So I'm here to tell you firsthand, it doesn't have to be. You can help and serve a lot of people. You can help, and nothing happens without sales.
Right?
None of us get our products or services into anyone's hand. We never get our product or service to anyone's hands, to their homes, without sales. So it doesn't have to be that sleazy old school thing you think of, and you can really create a spectacular life for yourself. So I've done it, I've seen others do it, and I continue to do it for myself and my family, and now I help others do it for themselves and their families, or just for themselves.
That's amazing. And you're right. Sales is everywhere. We have all been in sales some way, shape or form or another, right? Not all of us are making profit from it or making a salary from selling things, although some do. We're selling people with, how are we feeling today? I'm selling that I'm feeling happy, that I'm feeling sad. And we're selling that, oh, this awesome movie that we love, that, oh, you need to check out, or I tried this restaurant. We're always selling to some degree, and we have all been sold too multiple times in our life. And I imagine if we take a non-biased look in our lives, we could see that there are times when we've been pressured to sell by that sleazy approach where we're just like, this isn't for me, something feels off. And there's also been times where it didn't even feel like a sale because it's just, oh my gosh, this is helpful. This is enriching my life. This is making my life better. I feel that way about it. So I'm going to go spend the money on it, or I'm going to go do this stuff. And many of the times we don't think about it that way. We think of, when I hear sales, we think sleazy sales as opposed
Well, you know
to
what? People tend
helpful.
to it's kind of everything's like perpetuated negatively. You focus on the one bad experience, but you don't remember the hundreds of good times you had a good experience. So
Right.
people, I believe, want to be served, not sold.
Yeah.
So the key is to serve people, not sell them. Service is senior to selling. So if I'm of service and adding value, people want to be served, not sold. But sales is a way of life. I mean, you sold me and coming to speak with you today, that was a sale, right? And the commission is me showing up and being here. It's selling your friends to go out to a certain restaurant. It's convincing someone to go on a trip with you. It's going to the bank and selling them on a loan. So sales are some convincing someone to go on a date with you. So every sale isn't retail per se. So if you don't learn this thing called sales, you're going to struggle to get your way in life.
So true. So true. And I love that approach. It's subservient to serving others, right? We want to serve, we want to pour into others. And then if you do that, then the sales are going to happen naturally and flow and be really smooth and not gross or icky. I want to pivot this conversation a little bit because there's
Yeah,
something
sure.
you said that, and I love the sales conversation. That's awesome. But there's something you said earlier that I really want to just kind of dive into. And you mentioned that you wanted a car and you saw, oh, free car, free training, right? So you started to work in a car dealership, right? What it sounded like. And they said, all right, listen to these CDs, these tapes of Grant Cardone for a week, and then you'll come out and there's your training to be a salesman or whatever you're doing for them. So what you went back, you listened to them, and then you've kept listening to them, kept applying. So what I'm hearing when you say that is, okay, I not only listened to this stuff, I took action with it. And I think that's something a lot of people struggle with to a degree. They just think, oh, I just need to keep pouring into myself. I need to keep reading these books. I need to keep listening to these audiobooks. I need to attend all these different things. But yet I'm not applying any of the stuff I'm learning. And what you're saying is, you listen to it, but then you started to apply it and you kept learning, kept growing, but you kept applying it. Like you said, you read the book 10 times. You didn't just read it 10 times because, okay, I felt like reading it 10 times. No, I learned different principles from it. I started implementing it in my life to make sure I could get and soak everything out of it. How do you suggest people take action with the tips that they're hearing as opposed to just fill me up, keep going, 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 and going, get the fire hose approach?
Absolutely. So information without application is useless. So, I think a lot of people have the tendency to want instant gratification. I read a book, I want instant results. We Google search something, it appears. We can Uber or skip the dishes, food appears. Everything is so instantaneous, we're gratified. But you need to put time in to pour into yourself. But a lot of times people, I see them, a common mistake I see is people keep putting more and more information, but they're not doing any application. Application and action is usually the missing piece of the puzzle. Where I see people failing to do that is when they don't have strong enough goals or targets set for themselves. So that's the importance of goal setting, because if you're not working towards a target or you're not working towards a goal, you're kind of just drifting from one thing to the next. And you may be wondering to yourself, like, why isn't anything changing? Why isn't anything happening for me? So, what was your target? What were you working towards? What was your goal? And then, how am I going to reverse engineer it? Use this application, this information that I just learned, and then I can go apply it out in the real world, right? So, information is great, knowledge is great, but without application of the knowledge, you're just going to be spinning your wheel. So, you got to apply it, and you got to be frequent. Right. frequency comes before greatness. You got to get frequent at something before you get great. But ultimately, I think it all boils down to you've got to want to do it. You have to want to do it. You have to want to change. You have to want to create. You have to want to build. So you have to have a reason why you're doing something. So you got to probably look inwards first, set some goals, set some targets, then reverse engineer. How am I going to get to that spot? You know, what do I have to learn? What do I need to change? What do I need to give up? And a lot of times to make a change, we need to give up something. You got to confront things, right? What do I need to change? And what do I need to learn? Then am I going to take action towards the thing? So those are some of the benefits of working with a coach. Those are some of the benefits of working with a mentor, somebody who can help clarify those things or possibly push you further than you can push yourself. Some people don't need it. Some people work better with a coach, right? LeBron James has won championships with a coach. Michael Jordan's won championships with a coach. Any high performance athlete, musician, finance person, they all work with coaches. I've worked with a coach, so it's helped me. So those are some of the benefits of working with someone who can look at an NFL team. They have like a coach for every position. So those are some of the benefits of doing it that can help you get like clarity, provide strategy, and then make sure you implement it through accountability. So,
man, so many amazing nuggets of gold right there. And I 1000% agree with you. I see it with people taking courses in our Jones of Four Academy. They take course or training, which is nice, but they're not implementing it. So they're not seeing the changes in results. And that can come from, as you said, the lack of, well, taking action with it, but the lack of clarity of, okay, where am I going? What's my destination? What's my goal? And why do I want to achieve it, right? So that, I love that you touch on all of these points. And I don't know if I can even recap them all, but right, you have your goal, you have your reason why. Why do you truly want that goal? You know, and make sure it's because it means something to you, that it pulls on your heartstrings, because that's going to get you through those hard days, those days when you're like, ah, screw this, I don't want to do it. Your reason why is going to push you and pull you through that to help get you to make that goal a realization. But then also the advantage of having accountability, whether that's having an accountability group, as in multiple people, or a coach or someone there to help pull you through that when you're struggling. I have a lot of accountability buddies.
Yeah, right? You can do it with a friend. You can have a spouse. You can have a partner, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whoever it is in your life. You can do it with anyone. But sometimes, you know, some people are very good are self-starters or self-accountable, and they don't need that. But what I found, you know, the most successful people, you know, work with coaches because it helps push them beyond what they've already created, you know. And a lot of times, you know, we buy books and we never read them. It sits on our bookshelf or beside our nightstand.
Right.
Or we buy these courses and the majority of people never finish the course. Or, you know, it's like you're buying a toolbox. You bought the tool set, you bought the drill, you bought the hammer, you bought the power saw, but then you never took the darn thing out. You never built anything with it. You never built that cabinet. You never did your deck. You never did your landscaping. You never did anything with the toolbox that you built. So buying the toolbox itself, phenomenal. That's one ingredient in the recipe. You know, that's like, it's like stocking your fridge with groceries and never cooking a meal. Like you bought the groceries, you have the pots and the pans, you have the best frying pans, you have the dishes to put them in. People get all these steps, but they never get cooking. And until you start cooking with it, you don't know how to use, you know what I mean? All the tools that you've got for your kitchen. So the best way to do it is to go through it, actually start cooking stuff. Some of it's going to stuck. Some of it's going to be delicious. And some of it's going to be, holy shit, I can bottle that and I can sell it and people will pay me for my cooking.
Right.
But until you start getting in the kitchen, getting your hands dirty and start making some stuff, you're never going to know what could happen.
Taking action is so huge to make that happen, because that's how you're going to learn and grow. You're going to fail at times, but as long as you learn and grow from it, it's not really a total failure, right? You just, I learned not to do it that way. Let's keep learning and growing. And having a coach is huge. And you're right. All high level professionals in whatever area of life, whether that's sports, music, anything, they have a coach themselves, because it's a person who's on the outside who can look in and point out things like, oh, I can help, or this is where you're struggling. We can focus on this, because sometimes you're too close to it to see. And you just need that person on the outside
100%.
To point out And they have the tips, the tricks, the strategies to help you overcome and to keep you going. So I have two questions for you.
All right.
One question is, how can we find the right coach or person to help us in our towards achieving those goals?
Well, you just have to speak to people. I mean, there's thousands of people who do coaching. You have to find the right fit for you. I coach one to one. Others have, or sometimes one to few. Some people have the one to many approach. So there's all types of groups on social media. I've gone to many groups. I'm a member of a few groups now, and I keep going them, and I keep connecting with new people. Sometimes it's a good fit for me. Other times, like, hey, this place isn't really my vibe or my jam, and I might not be their vibe or their jam too. So you got to talk to people. Look it up like you look anything else up, right? It's on social media. Do a Google search. If you're watching this, you can reach out to Spencer or myself, or we can help point you in the right direction. And I believe you need to talk to people that you actually connect with, because it's something that you're going to have a connection with that person at least for the next few months. And sometimes I work with people for a few months at a time, for a year at a time. It's not permanent. Like, I've worked with coaches for 3 months, and they've helped me get, further down the road than I would have gotten by myself. Me working with a coach or, a trainer, that shrunk a year and a half to 6 months. It got me further ahead, because, I was stuck in this one part and I wasn't getting any traction. And hey, I'm not at the destination where I want to be, but they got me further ahead, and they got me over the hurdles or over some things. And then I took their information and their knowledge and what they taught me, and then I went out in the field, and then I executed it. And I started kicking the ball the way they told me to do it. And I started showing up for practice. And I made sure I did all those things. So it's not for everybody, but if you're stuck, if you're not sure where you want to go, if you need help in a specific area, like I'm sales, business, and 10X, sales, marketing, business, and 10X. I'm not a personal accountant. I don't do, you know what I mean? I'm not a cooking instructor, not a driving instructor. So you have to find the person who's the right fit for you at the right time. And you have to be coachable, right? It doesn't work if somebody's resistant to it, if they're not interested in it. So you have to find someone who you have a trusting relationship with, that you value their information, that you can see yourself working with. And so, I'd always recommend you have, a few conversations to see if you can work with that individual and if it's a right fit.
Hey, sorry to butt in like this, but I have something really cool I want to share with you. Something that I know it can help you live your life to the max. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a roadmap that gets you to your destination. What do roadmaps do, right? Well, you have your destination. It shows you how to get there, the best way to get to that point. And you know what? That's what I have. What is this roadmap I'm talking about? I'm talking about my book, Chase Your Passion. That's right, you have a passion, you have a destination, you have goals, dreams you want to achieve, but maybe you're confused on how to get there, maybe you're feeling stuck. Well, my book, Chase Your Passions, is that roadmap. It guides you through how to create that plan, how to create that roadmap, how to get over hurdles so you can have success. So if you're ready to ditch the excuses, if you're ready to get unstuck and ready to have success, to taste success and feel amazing, to achieve your goals and dreams, get your copy of Chase Your Passions. It's available on Amazon, or just head to my website, SpencerMJones.com. All right, let's catch y'all later, and let's keep chasing our passions. Let's go.
I'm going to be perfectly honest. It seems daunting to find a coach. So,
nah, man.
And to summarize what you're saying, well, just hear me out here, and hopefully you can clarify, because hearing you talk, I'm thinking about this like, oh my gosh, this sounds daunting to find a coach. So, okay, I need to have conversations with, find communities, have conversations with people who not only are in the niche that I'm looking to grow in, cooking, personal growth, mindset, sales, whatever.
Yeah.
I need to find, okay, I find the right niche, but now I need to make sure that they're the right personality fit for me, and that we vibe together to a degree, right, for coaching. And now I have to be, make sure I'm coachable. Like, holy crap,
Well,
that
you're overthinking it,
still
man.
seems
It's
a lot.
it's not that hard. I think you're overthinking it. I mean, if you, it's not something that everybody has to do. It's a
Right.
good complement to what you already have on the go. And a lot of people aren't at a point in their life where they'd be receptive to it. So if you're looking for that extra oomph, if you're looking to get propelled to the next level, you have to be at a certain level where it's going to benefit you as well. right? There's you can study yourself, you can learn yourself, or you can learn from others, you can learn with people, right? So it's whatever the preferred method is for you. So you have to know, do I want a one-on-one someone who's going to help mentor me, or who's been through, who has more information that could benefit me, right? Is this person going to benefit me with what I'm trying to accomplish? Am I trying to grow my business? Are my sales and my revenue where I want them to be, right? A lot of people love what they do, especially entrepreneurs and coaches, but you know, maybe your bank account's not indicative of that. Like if you look at it, maybe you're not making this, you love what you do, but you're not getting enough results monetary.
Right.
Right. So maybe, so I can help you with that. Or maybe your business is successful, but say you're doing $1 million a year and you want to take it to 10 million. What do you need to do that can propel you to those levels? Or what if you're just getting started and you haven't had your first client? Speaking to somebody who's already gone down that road can help you. So there could be a value, there could be value to that. There's digital courses, there's books. This is just something else in someone's tool belt that they could utilize if they want to talk to someone, ask questions, get direct answers, have some guidance. Or you can read books and watch videos and buy courses and try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together yourself.
Now, I will say personally, I've done those courses, I've read the books, and I've done that, and that has helped for a variety of areas of my life. But once I got coach in certain areas of my life, whether it was personal, life coach, business coach, whatever, that's when all the things started to really line up and expedite. So I know I kind of made it seem daunting and that at first, because I think some people can feel that way, but it's good to know that it's not necessarily that way, that to not overthink it, but start taking action with it and see who lines up and see what happens and see what works if you're in that spot in your life.
Yeah. So
I have one last question here, because I know your time is tight, but one last question for you. You mentioned like we have to be ready for it and we have to be coachable. So first of all, what does being coachable mean? I think we know what it means, but let's be really clear. What does being coachable means, and how can we be more receptive or more coachable to whenever we're ready to have one?
Well, every person is different. Everyone's unique, right? So you just have to be receptive to someone else's. You have to be willing to entrust that person. And that's why I say it's a relationship, to guide you in the right way. You have to be receptive to suggestions, right? So there is a difference between coaching and consulting. I'm not a consultant, I'm a coach. So, you know, I will ask questions. And then, you know, basically the client or the person, you'd have to decide the best course of action to you. So I'm gonna reveal things to, I'm gonna ask you things to prompt you to come up with a solution.
So as opposed to like, oh, here's a solution for you, you know, cookie cutter or whatever, here's the solution. It's more like, well, let's have a conversation. Let me ask you these questions to uncover the where you need to go or where you want to go next.
Yeah, and what possibilities are open to you? I mean, there is strategies, there are techniques for what you're trying to figure out. But to be coachable, you just have to be. I mean, it's different for every single person. Basically, you know, if you're resistant to every type of suggestion that somebody ever tries to do, or you take it the wrong way, or you get offended by that, you're probably not somebody who's going to work well with any type of coach. You know what I mean? If you're closed-minded. So I would say somebody being coachable would be like, have an open mind and willing to implement new strategies, right? Because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So if you start work, and that happens very seldom. Usually people aren't that resistant to change, or else they wouldn't sign up with someone who does coaching to begin with.
I would agree. I think most people who are looking for a coach, looking to 10X their life, they're willing to adjust and change things in their life to help make that a reality. So they're open to those suggestions.
Well, yeah. Like if you want help, there's people who a lot of people want help, but they don't know where to go. So, you know, I'm someone who can help you grow your business, help you increase your sales. If you don't know sales, well, you should probably learn about it. So, I mean, we're the best at sales. 10X and Grant Cardone, we're the masters of sales. We can help you increase your revenue, help you increase your sales, which will help you increase your confidence, which can help you have lots more choices to fuel your life, your goals, and your dreams. So, you know, we're here to support, encourage. And then we also have the technology that is, a lot of it is self-taught. We can do it with you, but we can't do it for you. So we have the tools And we'll show you how to use every tool in our tool chest to help propel you personally, professionally, or financially, if that's what you want to do. And it's not for everybody. Coaching is not for everybody. 10X isn't for everybody. But if you're looking to increase your sales, looking to increase your full potential, looking to get to the next level, personally, professionally, financially, or in any area of your life, you know, we have excellent programs, excellent reviews. We've worked with thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. So, and I'm one of the top coaches in the program. So I'm always looking. My space is limited as the longer I've done this, but I'm always looking for new people to that I can help. My mission is to help and work with people, help them grow to reach their full potential. So anything I can do to contribute, look me up on social media. I'm under my real name. You can find me like on any platform. Just message me. My contact number is there. You can find me anytime, and I'm always open to have a conversation with someone new.
I appreciate that. That was I appreciate your time here. Is that the best way people can contact you is just go on social media and look up Nick Kobzar?
Yeah, look me up on like any of the major social media platforms.
Perfect.
You know, if you Google search my name, I'll pop up. My contact number is there, my email is there. Yeah,
Awesome.
just look up for me under my real name, Nick Kobzar, on any platform and reach out, and I'm happy to have a conversation with you.
Awesome. Absolutely love it, brother. And folks, you can look it up on your own, or you can go to our show notes page at jonesandfour.com/, or sorry, spencermjones.com/jonesandfourshow. I would try that. That would get you to the right spot. And then you just click on this episode and you can see all the show notes of this episode, see a recap of everything we talked about and the links to some of Nick's social media channels as well. Nick, this has been absolutely amazing. I appreciate your time and expertise, really helping us figure out, okay, what is being coachable? How do I achieve these goals and dreams in my life and really make those my dreams a reality? So, Nick, this has been awesome. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. And just remember, everyone, you don't have to do it alone. If you're looking for help and you know you're no longer stuck, you don't have to go in it alone. Reach out. I'm more than happy to help.
Appreciate it, brother. Oh, so good. So good. Energizer, you are never alone, ever, right? You have our Energizer family. You have me here. You have Nick here. We are here to support you on your journey so you can live your life to the max. So, with that, I'm going to let you go. Have an amazing day. Keep shining your light. And as always, I'll catch you later.